The following program is intended for mature audiences.
This is the Mal Thursday Show with Mal Thursday.
Yeah, this is the job that ate my brain. I can't take this crazy pace. I become a mental case. Yeah, this is the job that ate my brain.
Direct from my swank first floor penthouse, this is the Mal Thursday Show. I'm your host, Mal Thursday, and this week our theme is The Job That Ate My Brain, with our theme song provided by the Ramones from 1992's Mondo Bizarro LP, as I prepare to leave my hated day job and start up my first real business since the demise of Chunk Records. Here's some more songs about my old job. Counting Down the Days, Baby, with my man Jimmy Reed on the Mal Thursday Show, The Job That Ate My Brain.
get me on Bowman. Why not treat me right? Bank card in the daytime, Refties at night, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just tall as all.
The Mal Thursday Show.
If I had the guts to say, take take this job and shove it. I ain't a working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it. A regular SOB and the nine boss, he's a fool. He got himself a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, he really thinks that's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top and there's gonna be hell to pay. I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't a working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it.
If you have education, intelligence, and ability, so much the better. But remember that thousands have reached the top without any of these qualities. If you are anxious to rise quickly and easily to the top of the business world, the time is now. Strike while the iron is hot. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good. You are about to begin your swift and daring rise to the top.
How to apply for a job. How to advance from the mailroom. How to sit down at a desk. How to dictate memorandums. How to develop executive style. How to commute in a three-button suit with that weary executive smile. This book is all that I need. How to succeed. How to observe personnel. How to select whom to lunch with. How to avoid petty friends. How to begin making contacts.
How to choose the right company. Before applying for a job, make sure the company is a large one. This is essential. It should be at least large enough so that nobody quite knows exactly what the other fellow is doing.
This book is all that I need. How to succeed.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound of good solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's a bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. I believe in you. I believe in you. And when my faith in my fellow man all but falls apart, I've but to feel your hand grasping mine, and I take heart. I take heart to see the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth. I believe in you. I believe.
Mal Thursday here on the Mal Thursday Show. It's the job that ate my brain. We just heard a couple from the great Frank Lesser's 1961 Broadway hit, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Frank Sinatra doing I Believe in You, dispensing completely with the heart-tugging sincerity of the original, with a tossed-off take full of big band bravado courtesy of Count Basie and his orchestra. Before that, Robert Morse, who you may know as Bert Cooper on Mad Men, as J. Pierpont Finch, singing the title tune from the 1967 film adaptation of How to Succeed. From Austin, the service industry gave us a fearsome critique of wage slavery in My Next Job from the Calm Down album on Sostex. David Allan Coe did his original version of Take This Job and Shove It, later a big hit for Johnny Paycheck. Alex Chilton did Lost My Job, and Mr. Jimmy Reed with Big Boss Man. In the background, that's the GTVs out of Philadelphia with Mind the Gap from their 2014 Shebang album. Up next, getting up and going to work again. It's a good night's morning on the Mal Thursday Show.
Mike Judge, creator of Beavis and Butthead and co-creator of King of the Hill, comes a movie about people who go to work. Who are part of a team.
And remember, next Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day.
Okay, but I could set the building on fire.
Who respect their boss.
We need to talk about your flair.
Well, I have 15 pieces on.
15 is the minimum. Brian, for example, has 37 pieces of flair on today. And a terrific smile.
And need to escape.
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
I'm thinking now it might be more fun to just get fired. And I've always wondered what that would take.
Oh, Peter, listen.
Well, it looks like you've been missing quite a bit of work lately.
Well, I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
That's just a straight shooter with upper management written all over him.
Office Space.
This is the Mal Thursday Show. It's with Mal Thursday.
Day's begun and people arrive. Open eyes and open mind.
Now that your picture's in the paper being rhythmically admired, you can have it, a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is wow, 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 wow. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you, I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you do it, so you better get to it. All of your family has to kill to survive, and this is waiting for their big day to arrive. But if you are after me, they better be alive. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you, I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you do it, so you better get to it. I hear you saying that the shit's alright when you're only read a bad books. Spend all your money getting so convinced that you never even thought of us. Sometimes I wonder if we're living in the same land. Why'd you wanna be my friend when I feel like the children running out of hands? Welcome to the working week. Oh, welcome to the working week.
All my life I've been a working man. When I was at school they said that's all you'll ever understand. No profession, didn't figure in their plans, so they sent me down the factory to be a working man. All I lived for, all I lived for, all I lived for was to get out of the factory. Now I'm here seemingly free, but working at the factory. Then music came along and gave new life to me, and gave me hope back in 1963. The music came and set me free from working at the factory. All I live for, all I live for, was to get out of the factory. All I live for, all I live for, was to get out of the factory. Never wanted to be like everybody else, but now there are so many like me sitting on the shelf. They sold us a dream, but in reality was just another factory. I made the music, thought that it was mine. It made me free, but that was in another time. But then the corporations and the big combines turned musicians into factory workers on assembly lines. Out of the factory, we made the music to set ourselves free from working at the factory. All my life I put in a working day. Now it's signed the contract, get production on the way. Take the money, make the music pay. Working at the factory. But now there are so many like me sitting on the shelf. They sold us a dream, but in reality was just another factory. Working at the
This is the Professor Mighty Manfred from the Woggles, and you, dear friend, are rocking out to the Mal Thursday Show. Good any day of the week.
Hey. Hey. Up every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain, another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my.
Job is getting by with nine kids and a wife, but I've been working man dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. Working man like me, I ain't never been on welfare, and that's one place I won't be. I'll be working as long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song for the working man.
Come on, Deborah, right there with the girl. talking about the troubles they got. Some of them have money, some of them do not. And when they get to talking, how hard it is to get a job. I let them say, don't you worry about me, cause I won't be no working slob. You won't get me working. They say I'm missing the good things, but I don't believe their lies. Cause when I walk in the country, I smell the air and I look at the trees. No need for me to be a working fool, cause all the things I want are free. You won't get me working.
Thursday with an expanded and at the same time contracted edition of The Job That Ate My Brain, taken from the broadcasts that originally aired in the spring of 2015, back when I was still working for my old corporate overlords in the education business. Simon Grace and the Tuesday Blues poo-pooed the idea of earning a living in You Won't Get Me Working, from February of 67 on the Mainline label. John Wayne and Merle Haggard took turns on Merle's Workin' Man Blues. The Vogues did their top 10 hit record, 5 O'Clock World, from 1966. Elvis Costello said Welcome to the Working Week, the lead track from 1977's My Aim Is True. Started things off with Manfred Mann's theme to the 1968 slice of life flick, Up the Junction. And in the background, Nat Cannonball Adderley with Work Song. Also in that set, The Kinks with Working at the Factory from the 1986 Think Visual LP. Right now, a couple more riffs on tonight's theme from the Brothers Davis. The Kinks on the Mal Thursday Show.
Susie and Johnny were happy, earned enough to pay the rent. But Johnny's mother-in-law had too much ambition, and this made Johnny very upset. So to keep his little mama satisfied, just to please his mother-in-law. And so he left the job where he'd been all his life. He left and turned his back on the door.
busy days. The poor Susie and Johnny had to skimp and scrape just to help to pay the weekly rent. So to keep his little mama satisfied,
listening to the beautiful Mal Thursday Show.
Travel by Russians and the inventors with their high IQ, and the professors in their colleges trying to feed me knowledge that I know I never use. Thank you, sir, for the millions of words that you handed me down and you told me to learn. But I got words in my ears and my eyes, I got so many facts that I must memorize.
You can't tell me what I'm living for, 'cause that's still a mystery. Teacher, teach me about nuclear physics, and teach me about the structure of man. But all your endless calculation can't tell me why.
Thursday, winding things up for another week on the Mal Thursday Show, The Job That Ate My Brain. A show dedicated in part to my years working for a company that's helping to destroy education in America. That last one was by The Kinks, Education, from Ray Davies' 1975 rock opera Schoolboys in Disgrace. I've got one more number I'll send out to Sergeant Fury, aka The Coach, whose aggressive, borderline abusive management style caused much discomfort to my crush on our most recent project. This one's for you, Coach. Lou Reed on the Mal Thursday Show.
known then when I was a young man in high school. You believe it or not, I want to play football for the coach. And all those older guys, they said that he was mean and cruel, but you know, I want to play football for the coach. I said I was a little too lightweight to play linebacker, so I'm playing right in. Want to play football for the coach. Cause you know someday, man, you gotta stand up straight unless you're gonna fall. Then you're gonna die. And the straightest dude I ever knew was standing right by me all the time. So I had to play football for the coach. Man, I want to play football for the coach. When you're all alone and lonely, midnight hour, and you find that your soul has been up for sale. Everything. But remember the princes who lived on the hill. Who loved you even though she knew you was wrong. Right now she just might come shining through. And the glory of love, glory of love, glory of love just might come through. That the city is a funny place. Something like a circus or a zoo. And just remember, different people have peculiar tastes. And the glory of love, the glory of love, the glory of love might see you through. Yeah, but now, glory of love.
the glory of love. The glory of love might see all through. Glory of love. The glory of love. Glory of love. Glory of love. Glory of love now. Glory of love now. Glory of love now, now, now. Glory of love. Glory of love. Give it to me now. Glory of love. I see you through, huh? I'm a Coney Island baby now. I'd like to send this one out to Lou and Rachel. All the kids. And ES-192. Now I swear I'd give the whole thing up for you.